950 KMAN.
And welcome to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you on this Wednesday morning, 9:07. And folks, you're in for a ball today, to put it in many ways. A real treat here with Dr. Lewis Benjamin, who is the Associate Dean for the K-State College of Arts and Sciences, also a member of the faculty of the A.Q. Miller School of Journalism and Mass Communications. Also here with Dr. Stephen Smothers, who's also Associate Director for the Undergraduate Studies in the A.Q. Miller School of Journalism of Mass Comm at K-State. And a man who, on multiple times back in my Wildcat 91.9 days, approved a K-State vehicle to me and some other folks in the sports staff. And you signed off a car for us to take to Auburn, Alabama, and also to Ames, Iowa, and the car came back in one piece.
I was known as the yes man. I took care of everybody's needs.
You did. Yeah. And I trust you still do. And we got so much to talk about this morning, and the main thing we're going to talk about is a subject that both of you talk about a lot in your classes, and it's the story of Dr. John R. Brinkley. And before Viagra, there was John R. Brinkley.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever wants to start on that.
Well, Dr. Brinkley had a dubious record, shall we say, in terms of his medical background. He had received a medical, and put that in quotes, degree from a diploma mill, really, in Kansas City, and then one also in Chicago. And he came to Milford, Kansas, back after World War I, because Milford needed a doctor, and they had advertised for a doctor. So that's how he ended up in Milford. He's originally from North Carolina.
Now Milford Lake.
The original town, of course, is underneath.
The interesting sidebar in that story is that there was a misprint in the ad. And when Brinkley was in Kansas City, he worked for the Swift Packing Company in Kansas City as the company doctor. And he saw this little town of Milford advertising for a doctor. Well, the ad said Milford, a town of 3,000 people.
Which is crazy to think about.
Well, it wasn't. It was a misprint. It was only a town of 300.
That makes sense.
So
I was about to say, I didn't think it was that big.
But let's be kind to the context of the times, because Milford is 20 miles from Junction City. And back then, the only way to get anywhere quickly was by train, by rail. And so all of the country roads were made out of dirt, you know. And so it was very important to be able to have your own town doctor, because trying to get somebody into Junction City for medical attention would have been a matter of life and death. So the town needed its doctor, even though it's a town of only 300 people.
And he would have been the doctor.
He was your only doctor in town,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of his medical practice, if you will, and again, Dr. Benjamin, I like how you keep saying in quotes there, because he had a very peculiar way to tackle impotence.
This is true. And I think probably Steve and I, we had a nice chat on the way over here this morning about how it all originated.
Mm-hmm.
Because when he was working in the meat industry in Kansas City, he observed the frolicking, shall we say, of goats. And
hard not to notice when you see it.
And anyway, he was talking with a farmer one time, and the farmer was complaining about impotence, to be quite frank. And the farmer said, I just wish that there was something we could do about this. And so Brinkley thought about it, and he said, yeah, well, we've got these goats. Maybe we can, tackle the problem.
History has recorded the man's name as Arnold Stitsworth.
Mm-hmm.
And
being the farmer?
The farmer.
That's mm-hmm. right, Mr. Mm-hmm. Stitsworth. And so Brinkley said, yeah. He said, Arnold, in Greek mythology, the goat is the god of virility. Therefore, I believe, and in my experience at the Swift Packing Company, I believe that it would be possible for us to do a transplant where we could transplant the testes of a goat into a male. Now, this primarily...
Male human.
Yes. Uh-huh. Now, primarily, this really was a placebo. Let's be honest. Lots of times, when you're sick, sometimes all it takes is somebody saying, well, now you're cured. And certainly there's a lot to be said for this when you're talking about middle-aged males. So anyway, the trial operation happens. And I'm going to put operation in air quotes because there are varying versions of what the Brinkley operation was like. Some versions will say that there was hardly any scar left. Other versions will say that it was a terribly bloody operation, and so you can kind of think that probably the truth was in there somewhere, right? So anyway, the operation is performed, and 9 months later, the Stitsworths have a bouncing baby boy, which
and normal, no goat features, nothing.
Well,
anyway, no. And in honor of the occasion, the Stitsworths named their son Billy. True story.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This is all on file at the Kansas State Historical Society.
I think enrollment probably just went up for you guys after this.
So anyway, that's the story. And then, of course, he had somebody who was a willing testimonial, right? Walking the streets saying, my gosh, Dr. Brinkley cured me. And so all of a sudden, people from miles around, we're talking about miles around here, meaning Manhattan, Junction City, Salina, and so on, would come to Dr. Brinkley for treatment. Now, Dr. Brinkley also maintained that the goat transplant could also cure female problems, infertility, and even as a cure for ovarian cancer. Now, that's where I really draw a line on was this right or not. Mm-hmm. I mean, part of this, you think, can somebody be that stupid? A fool and his money soon part. But when we start giving people false hope about something as serious as cancer, I'm sorry, that's wrong. And so Brinkley did have a lot of blood on his hands. In fact, he had a very high mortality rate among his patients. Mm-hmm. And in the matter of just 4 or 5 years, he lost like 40 patients. Apparently because of this particular procedure. And you can imagine gangrene or just the body rejecting,
right?
You know.
And this was the 1920s. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah. This is the mid to late 1920s.
Right.
So we didn't know a lot about medicine then. We have to be honest. And so we had a lot of quack doctors in business at this particular time in the country, which is one of the reasons why the American Medical Association was formed and one of the reasons why they were so, and this will play a big part in Brinkley's demise too. But anyway, that's the story of Brinkley to the point before he discovered radio.
And with that, let's leave folks hanging on that. Let's go to our first break here on In Focus. Lots of good stuff coming up.
The Historic Columbian Theater in downtown Wamego presents...